Welcome to the Connected Show, another episode of Connected with Ruben Torres. Today we are hanging out with my boy Lil Cholo. He talks to us about Lucha Underground, the wrestling biz, some family, and surviving in this evolving business. And great interview. Love this guy to death, man, and love watching him on the screen. Love watching him, what he does. So before we get into that, want to let everybody know, check out my boy Anthony Medina. He's got a lot of stuff going on, helping the community. He is your access to justice. Anything you need when it comes to family law, criminal defense, immigration, whatever you need, startups, entrepreneurial stuff, this dude is, he's on point. He's helped us start up the Love Thy Neighbor movement. So make sure you check him out at the sdlawfirm.com. This episode is also brought to you by the Love Thy Neighbor movement. Make sure you check out the stuff that we're trying to do here internationally, in Modesto, San Diego, and Tijuana, the Love Thy Neighbor movement. So check us out, lovethyneighbormovement.com. Here we go with Lil Cholo. Get connected, connect, oh, connected with Ruben, oh, connected, connectado, oh, connected with Ruben Torres. Yo, if you C-O-N-E-C-T-A-D-O, you already know about the show, so let's go. It's your music and lifestyle, fashion profile, the entertainment source for everything you want to know about. North to the south, the east to the west side, stay connected with Ruben Torres worldwide, so let's go. Across the globe, well respected, beasting on the industry. Connected. Welcome everybody to the Connected Show, Connected with Ruben Torres. Today I have a world-renowned wrestler, one of the stars of Lucha Underground, Lil Cholo, or Mr. Cisco, whatever you want to go by. But I know you as Lil Cholo, and want to thank you and welcome you to the show.
Hey, what up, man? How you doing? And thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, man, I've been wanting to get you on for quite some time, and finally I ran into you over at the FCW show, and I was like, dude, if I can get you on, man, that would be awesome. And we've kind of been going back and forth here for a bit, so I finally got you on, man. So what's good, man? You guys, I know you've been staying busy off season, right?
Yeah. Thanks to God, I've been super pretty busy. Since we stopped filming our season one of Lucha Underground, and just keeping busy all the way up until we start season two, which is right around the corner. So getting ready for that as well.
Nice. Well, Matt, before we even get into season two and anything else, tell me a little bit about your background, man. You're from LA, right?
I'm from Orange County.
Orange County. And
yeah.
And so, I mean, was wrestling something you always wanted to get into, or was it just an escape from the neighborhood?
It was a little bit of both. Pretty much, you know, since I was a kid, that was like the only thing that I used to watch, since I was like 3 years old, as young as I could remember, all the way up until my teenage years. And, it was pretty much that. It was either, the neighborhood or get into this. And, honestly, it was like, there was no, I didn't think there was any future in the neighborhood. Not to disrespect anybody, they're still in the hood or, you know, repping where they're from or whatever. But it was either, fulfill my dreams or be in a coffin or locked up, you know. And yeah. I'm happy where I'm at right now. So now, I think I made the right decision.
Was it ever a situation where, I mean, did you ever roll with the crew, a gang, anything like that? Recently I've been hearing a lot of the stories. There's a show on ABC called American Crime, and I don't know if you'd heard of that, the actor that came out of there, Richard Cabral, and he served some time, and then he got out, and he hooked up with Homeboy Industries, and then now dude's like winning Emmys over here. And I always think those are cool stories, man. So did you have anything like that, any background where, you know, something you escaped from in the neighborhood?
It was pretty close. I never got officially jumped into the neighborhood. It was very close, though. It was pretty damn close to where, like, it was going to happen. And I had to make a choice. It was either that or go to wrestling training. And I ended up going to training. So, the opportunity presented itself to become a wrestler, and I've always wanted to do it since I was a kid. So, like I said, I love my family a lot. I love my mom and dad, and, like they said, you know, your parents aren't supposed to bury their kids. You're supposed to bury your parents or something like that. So, yeah. You know, I couldn't put my parents through that. I didn't want to put them through that. So, yeah. I chose wrestling. So,
at what age did you know, like in your mind, like what was your moment where you were like, dude, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life?
I was 13. I knew I wanted to do it ever since I was a little kid, but, I just didn't know how. And, the opportunity presented itself, and I had to take the ball and run with it. So
tell me about the opportunity. What was it?
Pretty much, long story short, in junior high, a friend of mine was walking around with a wrestling t-shirt on. I said, "Hey, you like wrestling?" He's like, "Yeah, my dad's a wrestler." And I was like, "Get out of here, you know." I thought he was lying. And truth be told, his dad ended up being a wrestler. And he was the one that ended up offering to train me. So that was pretty much it. You know, his name's Martin, wrestler of the Pino, out here in Orange County. He was trained by Dr. Wagner Sr. So he was a pretty good trainer. And, he told me pretty much, you know, if this is what you really want to do, I'm here to teach you. He goes, I know how your life is right now. And he saw the troubles I was going through and the decisions that, you know, I was going to make. You know, he just kept telling me that they were bad ones, you know, just come and do this stuff with us and, you know, I'll make your dream come true. And he did. So I'm grateful for that.
Nice. Now, did you have a mentor? Was he your mentor?
Pretty much, yeah. He's my mentor from 13 all the way up until, you know, till now, pretty much. With me being so busy that I am, we kind of gone our separate ways, but we're definitely still in contact. And you know, he always calls in to check on me and see how I'm doing and stuff like that.
Nice. Now, was there any other guys that you're currently still working with that came out of the same training camp or school?
You know, a lot of them, you know, they grew up. I think this was just a hobby for them. They didn't really take it really serious as much as I did. There's very few of them that still are. But there's a guy named Infernal who's from out here from Orange County as well, who's still doing it a few times whenever he gets a chance. The OG Playboy, who was also from Orange County. And that's about it. You know, it was just the ones that were stuck around in my class, at least.
Yeah. And so, I mean, you started up on an early age. At that time, who were your influences? I mean, who was someone that you watched on TV and you were like, oh, that guy right there, even just independently? Was there someone?
Without a doubt, your boy, Rey Mysterio. He was the very first mass wrestler I ever saw on TV. And seeing his, you know, his size and the stuff that he was doing, I was like, man, if he's doing this, I can do it. And, I didn't know he was older than me, but I was like, man, this guy's probably my age too, just, you know, by looking at his size. But, it was him. You know, he was definitely a huge inspiration in my career.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I hear that a lot. I was just down... couple of days ago on Friday, I was down in TJ for the crash, and got to hang out with some of the other guys like Phoenix and, you know, a couple of the other guys that were involved in the match. And, you know, it's just a trip on how much, you know, Rey was an influence to just so many, you know, in the industry. So, you know, that's awesome to know. But
He's definitely I think he's been an inspiration for a lot of the stars that you see on TV now. Some of them may not admit it. I without a doubt will admit it 100%. Like, that dude's the man, you know. I have the utmost respect for him. He's one of the humblest men I've ever met in my life. So, you know, my hat's off to that dude.
Yeah. Actually, the first time I had met you, I was, I was walking around backstage over at Lucha Underground with Ray, and I had ran into you back there. And I just watched you guys, man. And you're about my size, man. And you're out there flying around too, man. So, you know, us little guys, man, us little guys got to stick together over there.
Yeah, definitely.
But so now, you know, you came up in the ranks, and I mean, you know, you've held a bunch of titles in all these different promotions, and I mean, you're doing your thing. How did you get to the point where you started working with Lucha Underground?
I guess it was just a blessing, you know. I was at the right place at the right time. I knew there was a project that was going to happen here in LA. I didn't know exactly what it was, and I knew WWE and I knew TNA wasn't knocking on my doors. So like, this opportunity presented itself, and I took it like in a heartbeat. I was like, you know, this is probably going to be my only big chance, and if this is the chance that they're willing to give, they're willing to invest time and money in me, then you know, I'm going to go up 1,000% and give them my all.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
Did the
gimmick Lil Cholo, at what point did that come in?
They liked it from the beginning. They were some issues with the name or whatever, but other than that, they were like, you know, let's keep you dressed the same. Let's keep you doing you. You know, we're just gonna give you a different name. Are you cool with that? And I was like, yeah, no, there's no problem. So. And, you know, they love it. They love it. I love it. And, you know, I wouldn't change it for the world.
Yeah, man. As a matter of fact, that's how before I even, like, heard your name, I think I'd seen you in a video somewhere, and I was like, who's that dude? I was like, you know, this dude's rocking Dickies, and he's got the, you know what I'm saying? Like, you had the look, and I was like, yeah, that dude, I want to know who that dude is, you know? And I think I was just, like, looking on YouTube or something and found some of your old stuff, and I was like, you know, and to me, like, it was cool because, you know, Conan did it back in the day, but like, you know, you brought it and, you know, you can tell like it's real authentic and it was, I think it was something that just catches your eye and you see, you know, it's kind of one of those things like real recognize real, but you know, you ran with it, man. And I think it's something that, you know, kind of even like attracted me to like, want to like know who you are, you know what I'm saying? So dude, I love that gimmick.
It's just like, you know, a lot of people say it's a gimmick or whatever, but it was kind of my lifestyle. That was the way that I dressed outside of the ring. I may not dress like that anymore. I've gotten a little older now, so I want to look different in front of my family.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just me, you know. It's just who I am. A lot of people have tried to change me in the years, and it's just not happening. It's either you take me for who I am or, you know, just leave me, you know.
Yeah.
And, I when I first started wrestling, I tried to be under a mask. I tried to do the whole tights thing, and that just wasn't me. I felt constricted. So I went to do my thing, and I think that's what sets me apart from a lot of other people. You know, sometimes they might think it has that backyarder feel or the not professional look because they're not wearing tights or because I'm not wearing boots or whatever. But you know, it's me. And that's what sets me apart from everybody else. And just because I wear a Nike Cortez and some Dickies or whatever doesn't mean I won't hesitate to kick you in the face.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. you rock that. Yeah, as a matter of fact, when I was doing my research, I was like looking around trying to find some other stuff of you. I couldn't find that one picture of you in tights anywhere. So you did a good job on not getting seen in those. But you being in the industry as long as you have, how long has it been now since you've been doing it professionally?
It's going to be 17 years this month, the end of this month.
Wow. Now, being in it 17 years, man, that's a veteran right there. So,
yeah.
What are the ups and downs of the business? You know, I've been kind of involved in a couple shows here and there, whatever, and, you know, I've refereed a couple things here and there, whatever, you know, but I see some of the stuff backstage. What are some of the ups and downs in being a veteran that you could kind of fill us in on?
You know, sometimes I'm going to give you the downs first. sometimes it's, you know, not getting paid, you know, not prodding promoters lie to you, or, you know, the backstabbing, the hypocrites, the, you know, the guys that say that you're boys and then, you know, you end up hearing them talking smack behind your back. The being on the road all the time, the leaving your family behind, missing birthdays, missing anniversaries, stuff like that, you know, that's the downers of this business. But the positives are definitely, you know, I'm getting to do what I want to do since I was a little kid. And if people are getting an enjoyment of what I'm doing, then I'm happy. My family is 100% behind me. My daughter loves what I do. My wife is definitely a blessing as well. She's been behind me this whole time. Even before the Channel Ground came around, she told me, if this is what you want to do, just keep it, you know, just keep it 100 and keep on going. And she's been helping me, so I really appreciate that. And, you know, having the fans react to what I do, you know, whether I'm a rudo or a técnico or whatever, if they like it, then I'm happy. And that means I'm doing my job well. So those are definitely some perks. So you definitely get to travel, get to meet new people. You know, it's definitely a different type of, I guess you could say, job or hobby or whatever you want to call it. But it's definitely a different world, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I did some traveling back in like the late 90s with WCW. And you know, I also toured with a bunch of like rap groups and rock bands and whatever. But it's nothing like traveling like with wrestling. Man, like you guys, like what you guys endure, man, it's just nuts because, you know, you got to still work out, you know, and then you take, you know, your body takes a beating. You still got to rest from all the traveling. And then, you know, every now and then you like to go out with the boys and, you know, hang or whatever. And it's just the whole recovery process of that, man. And then, you know, injuries and all that stuff, man. Like, how do you deal with all that?
And it's hard. It's hard. It used to be a lot harder back in the day. You know, even, you know, a lot of guys, it's a lot easier nowadays for guys to sidetrack the paying dues part of the business, which sucks because I had to pay dues for years. And I still consider myself paying dues every day. But, you know, there were times sometimes where I had to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, go pick up the ring, travel about 5 hours up north to I don't know, Fresno or wherever, put up the ring, wrestle twice on the show, tear down, and then drive another 5 hours up north farther and do the same thing the next day, you know? Wow. Yeah, it was definitely harder back in the day. I wish the newer guys now could definitely be or could have seen what we used to do back in the day. But, you know, they're different eras, so yeah. I just try to deal with it as best as possible, you know?
And now you're like headlining some of these major shows. You recently did the King Indies. Tell me about that.
King Indies was dope. It was definitely an honor for me to get invited, just to be considered one of the few guys to get invited into that show. It was definitely an honor, and I really appreciate it. All the guys on the show were amazing. Congratulations to Adam Thornstow, who won. Definitely a good guy. He deserved it. And I know he's been in busting his ass for years as well, just like myself. And it was definitely a magical weekend. Definitely.
Yeah, man. Congrats on that. And I mean, how has the game changed throughout the years? Like when, you mentioned earlier, how, you know, you busted your butt to do, you know, break down the ring and do the setup and do the whole thing, and now, you know, some of these new guys don't know nothing about that. Like, how has the game changed within the last 17 years that you've been in?
All I know is that there's a bunch of babies now. You know, they complain or they feel like they're getting bullied or for doing stuff that they should be doing. It's just the stuff that you need to know you know, in the wrestling business. I'm pretty sure the era before my era, you know, they were doing a lot harder stuff than I was. And, you know, they paved the way for me to get to where I'm at now. So So, you know, and I'm helping these guys, I'm helping pave the way so that these guys now can get to the same amount of time like where I'm at now. But, you know, it's just, there's a bunch of babies, you know. They don't, you know, I hear stories about, you know, guys, you know, they wrestle like 2 or 3 matches. They don't want to help set up chairs. They don't want to pick up trash. They don't want to set up the ring. It's like, homie, like, you have to pick up a board with like 2 other guys. How hard is that, you know?
Yeah.
The rings nowadays are so easy to put them together. And like, you know, they complain or they'll go to the boss or the promoter or whatever. I'm like, oh, well, I can't do this. I have a headache or whatever. But then yet, you know, they go online and they start complaining. Oh, I'm not getting booked here. I'm not getting booked there. Why? Well, you know, homie, you're not paying your dues. And this goes for guys and girls. So, just pretty much, you know, everybody asked me what kind of, my best advice that I can give somebody to come into the business. And I always tell them, just shut up and listen. And, you know, do what you're told, you know, do what you're told. And until they stop telling you what to do, then that's when you stop doing what they're, you know, you're told. So,
That was one of the questions I was going to ask. There you have it. So this wrestling thing has taken you, has it been all over, you've been all over the world, or is it mostly U.S. or?
I guess you could say all over the world. I've been to Mexico. I have yet to go to Canada and Japan, which is, Japan is my, definitely my ultimate goal. Just due to personal reasons, I haven't been able to go yet, but definitely looks good for me in the future, this very, very, very distant, close future. So, you know, hopefully within the next year or so, you're going to be seeing me in Japan. So
nice. And you also did a TV show, right? On I'm not sure if you shot it in Mexico or not, but it was a Spanish show that you did. Was it the Doce Corazones or something like that you were on? Something like that?
Oh, that was here in L.A., yeah.
What was that all about?
Oh, it was just like this dating show type of thing. It was like the dating game. It wasn't too long ago. I'd say about 3 or 4 years ago. I was asked to do it. They asked permission first from my wife. She was like, "You're gonna go on a dating show?" I'm like, "Babe, we need the money." So she's like, "Oh well, as long as you bring me the check, that's all that matters."
Yeah. Yeah, man.
But
I was going to ask that too. How does that affect, you know, like the family life? Because, you know, I know not all the time family could travel with you and all that, but it's got to affect the family life, right?
It definitely affects my family's life. You know, it really sucks to leave home, and when I look up at my window to see my daughter's face looking through the window, you know, saying bye and, you know, come back or hurry up and come back. And you know, sometimes I'll be on the road for like 4 or 5 days, and then I'll come home, and then I'll be like, you know, my wife will ask me, "When do you leave again?" I'll be like, "I'll be after tomorrow. I'm only here for a day or whatever," you know. And I see her face, and she's just like, you know, "I wish you were here more time," but she understands why I do it. She supports me, so
yeah,
I love her for
awesome.
That.
Yeah, you definitely need that support, man. So yeah, that is a beautiful thing. And now, you know, you signed the deal with Lucha Underground. You guys did a pretty successful season. I mean, from the outside looking in, how has that changed your life? Tell me about that, because, I mean, opportunities had to have come after being on the show, right?
Oh, yeah. This whole show has changed my life completely in every aspect possible. I would never thought. I was on national television before in a different show, but this has elevated me so much more in my career. It's a blessing. Like I said, I wouldn't change it for the world. I got to work with some of the best athletes in the world today.
Okay. That's amazing.
And, you know, and these are guys that I grew up watching or I grew up, you know, studying and stuff like that. And for me to be able to be in the ring, to learn from these guys is just phenomenal. And like, I think the whole crew from Lucha Underground for letting me, you know, confiding me or trusting me to do the stuff that I got to do in season 1.
Yeah, I mean, how was it like working with like Chavo Guerrero and you know, Blue Demon, you know, even Del Rio that came on, right? And I mean, you guys had a good run. I mean, but I would just be amazed just to be around him, let alone being in the ring. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, how has that affected you mentally? Is that changed the game a little bit?
You know, when that first opening weekend, you know, everything was up in the air and they didn't really know what was going to happen or whatever. And like, I remember sitting back and sitting in the dressing room talking to my partner, Cortez Castro. And I was, you know, just telling him, you know what? I don't care what happens to us this season. I just want to be able to wrestle Prince Puma and Johnny Mundo, or AKA John Morrison, you know, sometime this season, whether it's one-on-one, tag match, whatever. I just want to be able to wrestle them one time this season. Second night, we wrestled both of them in the same match. And I'm just like, whoa, like, this is crazy. I got what I wanted in the second night I'm here. So everything after that was just a bonus, you know, getting in the ring with Chavo, getting in the ring with Phoenix. I never wrestled Phoenix before. Looking up to guys like Errol Starr, Argenis, Superfly. Those guys are amazing guys. And then Big Rick. You know, Big Rick was such a big help to us this year in season one. And I learned so much from being at his side. Wrestling with, you know, with Chavo. Now that we're a team with Chavo, I don't know. I think season two is going to be really great for us. I think we have a bright future together, all three of us. So, and then kind of towards the end of what stuff we were doing with Blue Demon, and then getting the chance to work with Del Rio just a little bit. I think the office saw, you know, definite potential in us, you know, getting in the ring with those guys. So, I don't know what's in store for us in season two, but I know it's going to be good. So,
any chance of you guys going over to AAA?
There's been talks. Like I said, I can't confirm anything, but you know, there's definitely been some word going around. So
nice. And you know, having the kind of popularity that you've had, you know, with the crew in Lucha Underground, what other opportunities open up for somebody that's you know, in the position that you're at to make other ways of making money, because you're already, the popularity is already there. The name is already there, but what other ways to make money? Because of course you make money, you know, being on TV and having the contract, but outside of that, because some of the guys are locked in, they can't appear on other TV shows or whatever, but there's gotta be other ways to make money, right?
Oh, of course. You know, we're still allowed to do other shows, other independent shows, just as long as it's not televised. You know, we have our merchandise, you know, whether it be t-shirts, 8x10s, buttons, stickers, hats, hoodies. You know, we got to keep on hustling, you know, just the way we put food on the table. So, Lucha Underground has definitely opened a lot of doors for me. There's talks about maybe a movie, being a part of a movie pretty soon. A couple commercials, stuff like that. So, definitely it's looking up.
Nice. Yeah, and well, I know you got your own t-shirt. I was telling you about that earlier, man, that I love the saying on the back of the shirt. And are you gonna have more merchandise line coming out?
Yeah, I'm working on stuff. Should be coming out pretty soon. Working on a ladies' wife beater shirt and a kids' t-shirt as well. So, that first shirt that I put out, La Lucha Libre es mi vida loca. You know, that's real right there. That's me. You know, it's wrestling's my crazy life. You know.
Yeah, it's legit, man. I was digging it when I seen it. I was like, dude, that is dope. And you know, I think it opens up the crowd because, you know, you have different types of fans within wrestling. And, you know, it's funny because there was some show that was on, some 80s show or whatever, earlier today. And they had Jesse the Body Ventura came on as a wrestler. And you know, the kids were, whatever the TV show was, I don't even remember. They were like stuck to the TV watching Jesse the Body Ventura. And I was like, you know what a trip, is that wrestling brings all cultures together. Like, it, you know, all over the world, whether you're Japanese, Mexican, white, black, don't matter. Like, everybody, you know, they can all relate to wrestling. And I think, you know, I think it's a big deal, no matter what economical status you are or what your background is, you know, it brings it together. And then to see the subcultures of, like, the West Coast lifestyle that you represent, I think it brings it even tighter together, you know? So thank you for doing that, man.
No, no. I'm just, you know, just keeping it real, you know? Just keeping it real.
And how's your health been, man? I know, you know, sometimes you take bumps and you know, not everybody, you know, is as fortunate to have, like, a 17-year, you know, lifespan in wrestling. But how, have you had any injuries or anything that sets you back?
As we speak right now, I'm knocking on wood. So, it's definitely taking a toll on my body. My knees are really bad. But I try to take care of them as best as possible. Cracked a rib before, broken my hand. My knees, shoulders, elbows, split my head open. You name it, it's been done, you know. I've sprained, like, all my fingers, wow. Broken one of my fingers. Yeah, it's pretty crazy, man. It's pretty crazy. This wrestling business definitely takes a toll on you. And, you know, one little mistake or whatever can cost you your life or somebody else's. So you got to be very careful out there.
Yeah, I know that it's still kind of fresh, but the whole Perrito Guayo thing down in TJ, How was some of the reaction over at Lucha Underground with some of that?
It was one of the hardest things to see, you know, being with the guys that hang around with Perrito all the time, just Phoenix, Pentagon, Sexy Star, all of them, you know, they were like his road homies, you know, they were on the road together all the time, and seeing their reaction was one of the hardest things that I've ever seen before. And, and Paz Descanse, he was a really good dude. You know, I only got to meet him a good handful of times, but every time that I met him, he was definitely a good dude, straight up dude. You know, he's just like his dad. His dad's amazing. But yeah, that was definitely an unfortunate, very unfortunate incident to happen. And I kind of don't like to talk about it that much because of everything that was said during that whole weekend and, you know, the pointing of the fingers and stuff like that, that really got to me. So.
Yeah, me too. But yeah, man, you know, it's one of those things, man, like, you know, injuries happen in the ring, accidents happen in the ring and you know, it's that kind of sport when you sign up for it, man. And you know, but you guys do some amazing stuff, man. Like I said, I was just at Crash the other day and, just watching some of the stuff that these guys do, man, like Phoenix, and, you know, the stuff is just incredible, man, and, you know, I've been a fan since I was a kid. To me, like, you know, luchadores were, you know, superheroes, man, so, you know, I know the athleticism it takes, man, so, you know, props off to you, man, like, you're doing what you do, and you're doing what you love doing, so keep doing it, man.
Thank you.
What else is in store now for season two? I know, you know, you guys just barely renewed that the deal, but is there anything we could hear? Anything? Any secrets? Anything coming up?
All I know is that it's right around the corner. The dates are going to be announced pretty soon when we start taping. So just wait for that to drop. It's going to be a hot ticket. I know that for sure.
Nice, and how's it been working with Conan?
Oh, it's cool. Definitely a learning experience. Definitely a learning experience. I've got to sit and talk to him a few times and, like, personally ask him questions that I've been wanting to know for the past couple of years. And we had run into each other a couple of times in my career. And, you know, we've always been, acquaintances throughout this 17 years that I've been wrestling. So, but to actually work with him and on a daily basis and, you know, how he is and his experiences and all of his wisdom that he has, you know, it's definitely good to have around.
Yeah, he's one of those guys, man, that, like, you know, you can just sit around and just soak up knowledge from, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's a wealth of knowledge, man. And I think, you know, when he was first telling me, dude, I want to say it was at least a couple of years ago, about Robert Rodriguez wanting to get involved and doing the network and doing the whole thing. And you know, he was in on it from the beginning. But, you know, I don't know what his role is now, but he was telling me about this a long time ago, you know, before the whole writing team and everybody else came on. So man, I'm glad to see it, you know, finally happening. So also, how do you stay busy outside of the TV show?
I was always kind of busy before the show, but now with this show, it's definitely helped out a lot. I'm lucky if I do get one day off a weekend. I'm definitely keeping busy, you know, doing a lot of other shows independently here and all over the States. You know, I just recently did a couple shots in New York, and I just came back last weekend from Phoenix, and I definitely got a few shots coming up here in L.A. I got one in Portland. I'm keeping busy, that's for sure.
Good. Hey, so what would be your dream match?
Oh, I don't even have to think about it. Me and Ray, one-on-one.
Yeah, you never know.
I think that's definitely my dream match. Everybody who knows me personally will tell you the same thing. I've always just want to step in the ring with him just once. You know, and honestly, like, that's being selfish to me, you know, I probably wouldn't get a one-on-one with him ever. If I did, I'd be the happiest man in the world. But, you know, whether it be a tag or a six-man or whatever, I just want 5 minutes with him. That's all I ask. Anything that happens after that would just be a bonus in my career. I could retire. Nice. And that's speaking from the heart right there.
That's awesome, brother. And, you know, you never know, because I know he's been talking about Lucha Underground for a while, too. So you never know, man. That might be coming up. The crew.
Well, you know, if it happens, if he happens to be at the temple or for whatever reason, you know, if he happens to you know, if the stars align up and, you know, this happens one day, you know, I definitely, I'm going to give it 3,000% in there with him, and I know that's definitely going to be the highlight of my life for sure.
Yeah, man. Well, you never know. You know, last time I talked to him when I was over there, he said he was trying to do some stuff over there at Lucha Underground. So we'll see what happens, man. So are you guys keeping it at the same place, at the temple?
As far as I know, yes, it's going to be a temple in Boyle Heights. So
I went to 4 tapings of Lucha Underground, and man, like, TV doesn't know justice, because the being there live and just the vibe of the audience, like the electricity that runs through there, is just the whole thing, man, is incredible. And to watch it on TV, it's like, it was better live, you know. And man, you guys just kill it, you know, with just all the way around. You know, and it's cool seeing the vignettes and all the stuff recorded backstage, but just the live shows are incredible, man. How much?
That Ultimo Lucha was like, it definitely, TV didn't do it no justice, because the roof could have fallen off that place.
Oh,
definitely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then, and there was that crazy match, man. I wanted to get your thoughts on it. When Vampiro came out against Pentagon, what was your thoughts on that?
I've always had the utmost respect for Vampiro. Vampiro is definitely a guy that I looked up to as well. Personally, in and out of the ring, he's always been a good friend of mine. And, you know, getting to work with him on the show as well, it's been amazing. And for him to come back and put on such a dope performance that he did with Pentagon, was amazing. And my hat's off to both those guys, because Vampiro being away for so long and coming back and, you know, like I said, bringing on this performance was dope. And then this performance that Pentagon did with him just elevated him to another level. You know, you got guys like Stone Cold Steve Austin talking about the dude. So he's definitely definitely put on the map, that's for sure.
Yeah, man. I was watching that on YouTube, and I was like, dude, this match was just nuts. And, you know, and it went on for a while too, man. So just putting your body through that was just, it was just crazy. So anybody listening, you know, you guys just got to go to YouTube and check out that match. But it's just, it was just nuts. But what was your favorite part about the whole thing? Because I know, is B-Boy still coming back for this next season?
Who was that?
B-Boy?
Oh, you mean Bale?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sorry. Bale is now deceased.
Yeah, yeah. I seen that, so I was like, man, I think it's safe to say he's not doing season two. But, yeah, I mean...
Yeah, Bale is definitely not coming back ever.
Yeah, that was a pretty strong team there, man. And you had a couple guys from San Diego, too. SoCal came out early on, too. SoCal Crazy.
Yes, he did.
And, so you, is there any other new guys that you guys are adding onto the roster that you know of?
As far as I know, there's a few. I don't know who they are. I haven't been able to meet them. Everybody's, you know, the big talk is the debut of Dario Cueto's brother, Matanza. And, you know, the crew was the first guys to see him, and he's I can't even describe him. He's, you know, there's no words to describe it, so you just have to wait and watch. You know, you've got to definitely wait and watch to see Matanza.
Nice, man. I can't wait for season two, man. So yeah, man, I appreciate your time, man. And you know, I know we've been playing back and forth phone tags and just trying to make this interview happen, man. So I appreciate your time. I don't want to take too much time away from you. I know it's a Sunday football day, but appreciate your time, man. Is there, how can we find you, or if somebody wants to book you or do interviews or do anything, how does the audience get in touch with you?
You can hit me up on Facebook or Instagram at LittleCholo01. For bookings or interviews or whatever, you know, you can hit me up either one there, or you can hit me up at clutchcityproductions.com. So, I appreciate you taking the time to wanting to interview me. It's a pleasure meeting you at the Zabings and stuff. So, thank you, and I'm here anytime.
Cool, man. How do they find your shirts, man? If somebody wants to buy some of those shirts online, some of your merchandise.
Most of the time I have them with me. I don't have them on sale online, but most of the time I have them with me at my shows. So I actually sold out of those ones that I had, so I got to get on it and get some new ones done by the time season two comes around. So check out for them at any of the upcoming events that I'm at.
Cool, man. Right on. Well, I appreciate your time, brother, and hopefully we'll talk soon. I want to go up and check out the next tapings. I think you guys start taping in end of November or something like that?
Sometime in November, yes.
Nice. Well, I'm going to have to definitely make the trek up there and hang, you know, I want to go to as many tapings as I can, so I'm sure I'll be seeing you up there. But thank you for your time, man, and we will talk soon, brother. And you guys heard it, make sure you guys reach out Lil Cholo on Instagram, Twitter, everything, right? We got you?
Yes.
Cool, man. Well, thank you for your time, brother. God bless. You need anything, reach out. And, man, keep doing what you're doing. Keep it 100%, dude. Keep the Cortez and the Dickies going, man, because that's real as it is. And, you know, I love it, man. I love what you're doing. And, you know, on our end, you need anything in San Diego, you got family out here, just reach out, man. We love you, brother, and stay in touch.
Cool, man. Thank you very much. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
There you go, man. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks for hanging out with me and Lil Cholo for a bit. And we are signing up. Connected with Ruben Torres, all up in your ear hole. Thank you, guys, and God bless.